With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. North Koreans very busy. They're sending combat troops to Russia and their trash carried by balloons to South Korea. But these latest arrivals have had a message for the presidential compound in Seoul.
Pyongyang has now sent dozens of waves of these balloons over to South Korea, filled with rubbish. But the contents of today's balloons were different. They carried leaflets criticizing South Korea's president and his wife, the First Lady, calling him a thug and accusing her of extravagant spending. This latest launch follows claims by North Korea that the South Korean military used drones to drop leaflets over Pyongyang, which criticized Kim Jong-un and his daughter.
BBC's Gene McKenzie. Donald Trump pushing supporters in Georgia to get out and vote in a state that could be crucial. Mr. Trump put a particular emphasis on winning support from younger men as he tries to reach them through podcasts, social media, and influencers. Appearing on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt show this morning, he said he's making calls on behalf of many GOP congressional candidates.
If I make a call for a congressman who's even or a little down, and then I make 35, 40 calls, every one of them will win.
Also at SRNnews.com, Colorado funeral homeowners are accused of misspending $900,000 in COVID pandemic relief funds. They're expected to plead guilty to federal charges. John and Kerry Halford have been charged with 15 federal offenses relating to defrauding the government and the funeral home's customers. They allegedly stashed 100 decaying bodies in a garbage container. This is SRN News. Well, the battle over gay marriage comes to South Korea.
2 million evangelical Christians in the country are planning to pray together on Sunday as lawmakers consider a bill that would allow same-sex couples to share health care benefits. Clergymen and pro-family advocates in South Korea fear that if the measure passes, it will be the first step toward eventual legalization of homosexual unions. Asia is socially conservative as a rule, but a growing number of countries there are beginning to legalize gay marriage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge hearing arguments on whether he should temporarily block a new Louisiana law requiring the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom by the 1st of January. Opponents say the law is an unconstitutional violation of separation of church and state. Proponents say the measure is not solely religious, but also has extremely historical significance. This is SRN News. Authorities in the Southwest have found a large cache of weapons at the home of a man suspected of shooting up a Democratic campaign office. We have more on this breaking story now from correspondent Ben Thomas.
Police in Tempe, Arizona have arrested a man in three shootings that damaged a Democratic National Committee office in suburban Phoenix. 60-year-old Jeffrey Michael Kelly is also accused of hanging political signs criticizing Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris that were lined with razor blades. The Maricopa County prosecutor says federal agents seized guns and over 250,000 rounds of ammunition from Kelly's home. Scopes, body armor, and silencers were also found, while a machine gun was discovered in the car he was driving. It's all leading law enforcement to believe he may have been planning a mass casualty event. I'm Ben Thomas.
And you'll find more details at srnnews.com.